Welcome, everyone, to this deep dive. This one's been crafted specifically from the sources you provided, which is always fascinating.
It really is. And today we're exploring, well, quite a compelling journey, looking at identity, faith, and art.
That's right. We're focusing on Dan Reynolds, you know, the lead singer of Imagine Dragons, and his formative experiences.
And our main guide here is an article from Christian Culture News titled, Growing Up Mormon, The Journey of Dan Reynolds.
Okay, so let's unpack the mission for today. We really want to get to grips with the key influences, the big moments in his life, as laid out in this article.
Yeah, and see how those experiences, you know, echo in the themes of Imagine Dragons music.
And also in his advocacy work, especially around mental health, which is a big part of his story.
Exactly. It's a narrative about, well, navigating cultural expectations, wrestling with faith, with identity.
And sort of finding a way to reconcile all these different parts of himself. It sounds like quite the journey.
It really does. And the article immediately grounds us in his early life, heavily influenced by his Mormon upbringing.
Right. Born in Las Vegas, Nevada, July 14th, 1987. He was raised, as the piece says, in a household deeply rooted in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Uh-huh. And this wasn't just like a casual thing. It was central. The article stresses the core values emphasized.
Strong family. Service to others, that very close-knit community feel.
Exactly. Those principles were apparently reinforced constantly, creating a structured and often supportive environment.
You can see how that would foster community involvement, compassion. Values, the article links to his later work.
Definitely. But, and here's where it gets interesting, alongside that community aspect, there was pressure.
Pressure to conform.
Yeah. The article touches on how, even young, he had this pull towards music, towards expressing his emotions.
And that artistic side, that maybe rebellious spirit, the article calls it, it's sometimes rubbed up against the church's moral codes and traditions.
Precisely. That's the tension the article highlights. It wasn't always overt conflict, maybe more of an underlying dissonance.
Between his inner world and the external expectations.
Right. And that push and pull, the article suggests, might have contributed to some early feelings of, well, isolation.
Feeling like an outsider. Because his developing sense of self didn't perfectly match church doctrines.
That seems to be the implication. It hints that those feelings might connect to later mental health struggles.
It's a really interesting thread. And the article frames his experience as something quite universal, actually.
Yeah, the struggle with identity and faith within these kinds of close-knit traditional communities. It mentions a strict Mormon community specifically.
You can imagine the pressure. The ingrained expectations about who you should be.
Absolutely. And that's where the internal conflict really seems to intensify for him, the tension between art and tradition.
The article uses that word fragmented, feeling pulled apart. How does that manifest, do you think?
Well, likely is this constant internal negotiation trying to make sense of these different parts. And music becomes
more than a hobby, a quest for authentic self-expression, as the article puts it.
Exactly. Using music to explore, maybe even challenge the boundaries he knew, trying to piece himself together.
And that kind of deep questioning, it must involve doubt, right? Questioning accepted beliefs.
The article definitely touches on that. Moments where the teachings he grew up with didn't quite align with his own evolving view of the world.
That dissonance you mentioned earlier.
Right. And that becomes a critical point, doesn't it? Choose conformity or choose the harder path of self-discovery.
It's that classic dilemma. Stay safe within the known or venture out.
And his story, as the article lays it out, really embodies that struggle questioning beliefs while trying to forge an identity beyond just the religious or cultural labels.
Figuring out who you are at your core.
Then comes the Imagine Dragons breakthrough, Night Visions 2012, huge album.
Massive. Critical acclaim, but also it is connected with so many people.
Yeah.
And that first single, It's Time.
Yeah, the article flags that as really establishing their sound, that pop rock alternative blend. Very distinctive.
So how does the article connect this musical success back to his upbringing?
It draws a direct line. Themes in the music, resilience, identity, personal struggle. It argues these echo his own formative experiences.
It's like his internal battles found an outlet in the songs.
Pretty much. The article suggests his Mormon background really informs the introspective lyrics grappling with faith, doubt, purpose.
It's not just surface level stuff.
No, definitely not. And it gives specific examples like demons and believer, calling them candid explorations of his inner conflicts, his personal narratives.
You can hear that rawness.
Uh-huh. And the band's huge success, the awards, the global tours, The article sees this as solidifying their iconic status.
It really shows how powerful it is when artists tap into their personal journeys like that.
Exactly. The article argues that by embracing the complexities of his background, the good and the bad, he forged this deep connection with fans.
Fans who find solace in those themes of struggle and triumph, they see themselves in it.
Right. So Imagine Dragons becomes, as the article puts it, a testament to the transformative power of music.
And his upbringing isn't just backstory, it's woven into the fabric of their sound and message.
Now, another huge piece the article covers is his mental health advocacy.
Which is so linked to his personal challenges.
Yeah.
And again, influenced by his upbringing.
Yeah. It revisits those feelings of isolation, inadequacy within that environment of strict beliefs.
And how those feelings escalated into depression and anxiety, driving his advocacy work later on.
And importantly, the article tackles the intersection of mental health with faith and community, especially within the Mormon context.
Acknowledging the stigma that can unfortunately exist, making it hard for people to seek help.
Right. And Reynolds, having lived it, is shown making it his mission to challenge that stigma, raise awareness.
Foster an environment where people can actually talk openly without fear.
Which leads to the Bye Bye Baby project the article mentions.
Ah, yes. Creating actual resources and support systems. More than just talk.
Exactly. Building practical help. The article sees it as a rallying point, stemming from his own battles.
Using his platform to empower people inside and outside the LDS community to prioritize well-being.
And in doing that, the article credits him with making a really significant contribution to the dialogue, particularly in religious contexts.
Stressing empathy, compassion, understanding.
Yeah.
It shows how one person's story can spark wider change.
Definitely. Then the focus shifts slightly, looking at that complex dance between cultural expectations and personal freedom.
The Mormon community's expectations versus the individual quest for self-determination. His life is presented as a case study.
It is. The article details how, from a young age, he was immersed in values and practices that really shaped behavior, aspirations, life choices.
Strong family ties, adhering to doctrine, a specific lifestyle aligned with the church.
Uh-huh. And his decision later on to step away from some traditional aspects wasn't easy. The article flags the internal conflict, but also the societal pressure.
Right. Pressure from those holding more traditional views.
And as he grew, he started questioning things that didn't resonate with his own beliefs and desires.
That journey towards self-understanding, the article stresses, wasn't simple. It meant grappling with those expectations.
And the article points out the potential impact feelings of isolation, anxiety, not belonging for anyone struggling to fit that mold.
It's a real challenge when your past diverges.
And apparently, he navigated it through open communication with loved ones. The article highlights that delicate balance.
Seeking personal freedom while trying to maintain those important family relationships?
It's a tough line to walk, isn't it?
It really is. And his journey, the article suggests, opens up a broader conversation about identity within strong cultural frameworks.
Almost an invitation for others in similar situations to find courage to explore their own paths.
And the article sums it up quite beautifully, calling his story a poignant reminder of the beauty and difficulty in that quest for freedom within a structured society.
It's got rewards, but challenges too, which leads nicely into the idea of reconnecting with roots, developing this dual identity.
Right. The article argues his music career and his Mormon upbringing are totally intertwined, not separate things.
It points to the formative influences, community, values, that initial sense of identity from the church.
Leading to this state of navigating tradition and individualism, constantly reflecting on faith and self-discovery, it sounds like an ongoing process.
Very much so. What's interesting is how, even as his worldview expanded, he apparently revisited teachings from his youth.
Things like perseverance, compassion, community, those stuck with him.
Seems so. They remained influential, even as his personal spirituality evolved, maybe diverged from orthodox beliefs, as the article notes.
So adopting a more personal, perhaps nuanced spirituality.
Yeah, continual reassessment, blending past values with a contemporary personal worldview.
And the article is clear.
Yeah.
His roots are both a source of comfort and conflict.
Exactly. Acknowledging the positives, family focus, moral grounding, while also being honest about restrictive elements he felt. It's not black and white.
That creates that tension. The article talks about loyalty to the past versus the pursuit of personal truth.
It's a nuanced picture, honoring heritage while embracing spiritual freedom.
And the article concludes, he really exemplifies this dual identity, honoring lessons learned while evolving personally.
suggesting that reconciling these parts of ourselves is crucial for growth, especially for artists trying to connect authentically.
Which brings us to the final section, his impact on the industry and fans.
Yeah, the article really emphasizes how he brought authenticity and personal struggle to the forefront.
And how his faith journey and mental health challenges shaped not just his music, but that deep connection with listeners.
It fostered a deeper, more vulnerable narrative in music, didn't it? A move away from just polished perfection.
Definitely a departure from typical celebrity culture sometimes, prioritizing emotional honesty.
And that openness, especially about depression and anxiety, really hit home for fans, the article argues.
Creating a more inclusive space where mental health complexities are acknowledged, talked about.
Uh-huh. And through the lyrics, isolation, seeking acceptance, inner demons, he reflects struggles many people face privately.
The article uses demons as an example, capturing that turmoil, but also the desire for connection, making people feel seen.
It's validation through art, isn't it?
Totally. Yeah. And the article stresses this goes beyond entertainment. It builds community among fans connecting over shared struggles.
And powerfully helps break down stigma around mental health.
Plus, his advocacy extends beyond music involvement in initiatives, support groups.
Right. Cementing his role as a beacon, the article says, for those facing similar challenges, using his platform intentionally.
And by sharing his own story so openly, he encourages fans to share theirs.
Leading to crucial dialogues about things often kept hidden. The article even suggests he's influencing perceptions of masculinity in music by championing vulnerability.
Fostering unity among listeners, too.
So the article positions him as a truly transformative figure. Influencing artists and fans by confronting his demons publicly and connecting on this really human level.
Yeah, the impact goes way beyond the music itself. So wrapping up this deep dive, it's really clear from the article how significant Reynolds' Mormon upbringing was in shaping his identity, his art, his advocacy.
Absolutely. We've seen his courageous navigation of faith and personal freedom, how those experiences fuel the music of Imagine Dragons.
And how vital his mental health advocacy, rooted in his own journey, has become.
And his story, as illuminated here, really offers insights into those big universal themes, identity, belonging, the courage to be authentic.
Themes that probably resonate with many of us in our own ways, you know?
Definitely. Which leads to maybe a final thought for everyone listening.
Great. Go on.
How does that tension between our roots, family, culture, upbringing, and our own journey of self-discovery actually fuel creativity and connection?
That's a great question. What parts of our own background have most shaped who we are? And how do we navigate those influences as we move forward?
Something to ponder, perhaps? How we balance honoring where we came from with becoming who we choose to be.